and welcome to the next episode of Luke Sharks Out of the Abyss.
Only if it's Luke Sharks.
I don't have any time to rehearse.
About Lukewarm Shark.
The last thing I need to rehearse is his last name.
Next will be Luke Sharp. Which might have been what he was doing earlier today.
Can't trust a fart today.
It's on the podcast.
Boom.
You're welcome, podcast. Oh, wait, no one listens to it. All right, so you guys are walking, and...
Do I smell anything?
Do I smell anything?
Are there any
women around?
No.
Are there any men around?
I'm sorry, it's not Bloopapleen. It's Ploop.
It's Ploop.
Ploop.
Bloopadoop.
Right. So Bloopapleen talks about his people and how they've been great worshippers of the Sea Mother. And how the Sea Mother has protected them, and he's said that you guys have been brought to him in a vision to help him overthrow his daughter. She's risen in power and influence, and she needs to be stopped before...
She's the one hanging out with the Deep Father.
Yes, before her people get more brainwashed in his mind. And then Shushar sort of speaks up and is like, our people have already attacked me. I believe the influence has already taken over. And he sort of urges you guys to assist in this process. Bloop also says that he's not going to bind you guys up. His vision from the Sea Mother said that this is going to work out. So he's not even worried about you guys fighting back or attacking. He says you guys just
all
follow.
Us.
That's it.
Even the drow?
Anyone. He didn't say anyone has to be tied up.
Sir?
Yes.
Can you please tie me up anyways? I'm dangerous.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
I am curious. You did actually see the drow here, Sarath, in your dream?
Yes. I've seen all of you.
He was with us?
Yes, all of you were coming.
Yeah, so I guess you could say maybe he's not such a bad guy there. Curious, what do you have to say?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
He points to his little bishops, which I got him over there.
The bishops?
Tie up Crow.
Desmond Tutu?
He ties up your wrists.
Can we call him Fiships?
Yes, Fiships.
He ties up my wrists?
No, Crow's, Crow's wrists.
My eyes.
What did I do?
My eyes kind of roll in the back of my head.
Ugh,
you
pervert.
Okay, you are now bound. You are restrained.
I know.
Okay. Alright,
Tighter.
Bloop also says that once we get to my city, we will also go to my village. We will go to the Sea Mother's altar, and there you will have rest before taking you to my daughter.
Oh, right.
Is this a different town from where the first people were going to take us?
Nope, same town.
Okay. They just live in the same town?
Their city is split.
Okay.
So there are people starting to follow his daughter.
It was the best of times and it was the worst of times.
Instead of anything else.
Best of times and the worst of times.
That's right. Tell two cities.
As you guys are walking further, Jim Jar sort of hints at, or starts talking to Aramel about his god. It's sort of like...
Who does?
Jim Jar.
Oh.
He says, well...
Aramel straightens his beard.
Some of your actions at Leta have brought concern upon me, if you are a true follower of Lathander.
Exactly.
I'm not sure who you are to judge my actions.
What is our health looking like? Is it up? Or...
Nope. You're still at the same spot.
I'm
you
still
have a rest.
One.
And I'm exhausted.
I mean, obviously, you burnt down a building. Why, what would you do that for?
I'm obviously conflicted at times. Doing what's best for people, in my mind, and doing what Lathander thinks is best. It's a struggle. I'm new to this.
So, does Lathander think that it is best to burn your friend's stuff? Just because your friend was going to sleep
there? This is between Jim Jar and myself.
No, it's between you and I, too. Yes, I was... I suffered from an action you made.
I have this conversation with you, Jaranor.
That's fine. I'm here regardless.
Well, you seem to be a rather dashing young elf.
Thank you. I know.
So obviously you have that part down. But
let me tell you about this dwarf, though. Wow. Talk about spreading your seed. You know what I mean?
I have a big smile on my face, and then I hear him say seed, and I frown.
Okay. But I believe that you need to open your mind more to the greater good of all people.
Mm.
Spreading your seed is fine, but if you don't have people to live with, there's not much more to live for.
Mm.
Wisdom.
You've given me some things to think about, Jim Jar.
Me too.
I appreciate that.
Hey, Jim Jar, weren't you the one that just got knocked out by your own people? Oh, Jim Jar did.
No, but Jim Jar is the one that just took a life.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my people, my friends here were under attack. I was following lead of...
when we specifically had mentioned not to attack and kill, but only to...
I think we were all mind-linked at that point.
Not
you were?
Yeah, we
are
were.
You sure?
Yeah, we were.
Old Stooley controlled that.
He didn't need to live anyway.
So I think it's safe to say, Jindrar, that we both have things that we could work on.
You could say that. I won't.
That is the arrogance that makes me struggle.
Once you get to the point of my ascension, you also see clearer.
So you would consider yourself fairly high up within the faith.
You could say something like that.
Are you Lathander?
Am I Lathander?
Mm. Taking some form?
What is wrong with you? You just ask people if there's Lathander.
I just did.
My body right now looks to be normal, does it not?
How would I be able to do this? It may look to be, but you could easily be in some sort of connection.
Looks pretty good to me.
Crow thinks it looks great.
We will discuss this at a later time.
Yeah, maybe when there's not so many people around.
Maybe.
Love to. Maybe we can share a tent tonight.
If only you guys spoke a different language.
I'm assuming Jim Jordan does not speak Elvish.
No. Are we, so we can all hear this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys all hear this?
Yeah, Jaredor's already jumped in. Sneaky snake.
We're in a group.
I say you might want to be careful with that, or you might end up like Topsy or Tipsy.
Whoa!
Is that some sort of threat?
Turvy sort of looks at you. She's very close to you and
looks
at you like, why would you say something like that?
Well, he's talking about wanting to be alone together in the same hut.
Oh.
Are you suggesting, Dwarf, that
I'm just searching every possibility.
Yeah, you jumped on the drow. Now you're accusing another elf. It sounds to me like you're just as racist
as you?
As I am.
Okay, I'm all right with that.
Fair enough. Well, I don't want to hear any more of your nonsense. All
right. Crow, I believe this one
I promise
give
I won't
you...
get short with you anymore.
Someone whispering in my ear?
Yep.
Ooh.
I kiss it a little bit.
Tied up in somebody's whispering in my
ear. Okay. Crow, here you go. And you can read that. That's what, on the way there, that's what you see.
Crow, do you really want these bonds tighter on you?
Okay, those are there.
Here's Tipsy.
Tipsy. All right. Turvy, Court, you and Turvy are together. There's that.
We're speaking to each other?
Yep. Why do I have your name there? You're not on
so, me. Do you want your bonds tighter there? We're little brother?
Yes.
Okay, so just so you know, DM, I have tightened his bonds at his request.
Okay. Alright. Also, while you guys are walking, you guys can be reading your notes and figuring out what's going on there. Fargus is sort of, he's awake, Kirito, with you.
Mm-hmm. Carrying him?
Yeah, you're still carrying him. He said he wouldn't untie him. And he starts mumbling to himself. Jaranor, you're close enough to hear this as well. The sword. The sword. I must find the sword. It will repel the darkness.
Are we all hearing this?
You're sort of in a conversation, so you can't really...
I'm assuming I'm far enough removed.
Yep.
Jim Jar.
It's mostly just Kirito and Jaranor. They hear this. The lost tomb, it must be found. My map. The map must be followed, but the evil.
What are you muttering?
The evil that's there, it must be found.
What are you muttering, little man?
What's his name? Farkas.
Farkas.
He looks right at you and says, Paladin, you must carry on. Find the sword.
Whoa, slow down. What? I don't know where to even begin and what sword. What sword am I supposed to be finding? What's going on?
You must follow the map.
What map?
I pull him off my shoulders and hold him like a baby.
Gosh.
Listen, buddy.
He starts
we'll find
waving his face a little bit and just like...
We'll find your sword, okay?
The sword must be found.
You're gonna find it.
Where's
the last place you put it, buddy?
It's in the tomb.
Where's this map you're talking about?
I had one on myself before you took me.
I search him.
Hmm?
I search him.
Yeah, roll... what would that be? Wally. I forgot what everything is. investigation. He looks at you and says, it's further down.
Oh my gosh.
15.
You find a small piece of paper in his back.
Okay.
Upon opening it up, you see it's sort of like charred and like it's got like scratches in it. Mm-hmm. So it's not a full, complete map. But you can tell that there's a few features that you might be able to look upon and find your way to this area later.
Okay.
I go over and look at the map, too.
Okay. You guys both sort of know the way out. There's a few slagmites on the ceiling that you notice.
Do we recognize them where they
were? No. It's just like, it sort of shows like a lake, and it shows two slagmites, and then it shows a path off to the edge. Mm-hmm. And he sort of mumbling back to himself a little bit.
All right. I try the rock in the sea.
Court, did you roll?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
20.
A 20?
Was it natural?
Okay. Did you roll advantage?
Yeah.
I already forgot his name. What's this guy's name?
Shushar.
Can I take Shushar aside?
Take him aside?
Yeah. I walk up and I ask him.
Okay, you guys are walking for a little bit, so yes, of course.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Well, yes, sir. What do you need?
What happened the other night? You just slept through it? You didn't remember anything that happened?
All I remember waking up to was that young one screaming. When I opened my eyes, I could not believe the sight that I saw.
Were you in your bed when you opened your eyes?
Yes, of course I was.
And I checked to see if he's lying.
Yep. On one side.
Inside?
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Hi. He seems to be telling the truth.
I was just wondering, because there's only three of you in there, and it didn't appear as being that anyone went in there, so...
Well, there was plenty of footprints going in and out from that place when you woke up, just like it was the night before. Anyone else could have came in there at any time.
I know, I'm just doing my due diligence to look around. I'm sure you don't mind.
still in the back towards the group, talking to Jim Jar. I'm gonna need I'm actually gonna need Jim Jar you there. Right? I'm gonna need you to pay up on your bet.
She was like,
right about who wasn't the next person to die.
I wanna talk to him.
I'm like kinda just listening.
What do you mean? We already talked about this. We said that it was deal was even.
Yeah, that was before we made the last bet. Where I said, I bet you the next person to die.
He reaches in his pocket and pulls out that green gem again. He says, this is what I got.
Deal. Or even.
Flips it at you.
Right.
You have a small green gem, approximately 5 gold.
Sweet.
Or notice this.
I look at him and I say,
to Shushar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
You didn't sacrifice to any of your gods, did you?
Did I? No.
Pretty much.
No. My gods are one to see another, but I feel that my people need to spread their mind more and try to expand themselves and show each other more compassion to other races. I would never have anything to do with this.
We have
Ploop. Ploop. Shushar, Stool, Jim Jar, Turvy, Bapadu, Sareth.
Okay.
the drow. And then Fargus is the small halfling. I know there's a lot of guys. So Sereth is the drow that Kor and Bupadu accused of killing the boy. Or the semi-boy.
Okay. Just give me some sort of indication when you're going to do something.
I think
you'll.
Okay. All right. After that, you guys sort of show up at these gates. It's just two giant gates that are here, with a sort of the fish netting and stuff all upon it.
I knock on the door.
You knock on the door. No, no.
Housekeeping.
Let me get back to the
knock on the sheet.
No. Nobody.
So you guys come upon this area. It's got the giant fish hooks and all that stuff. Ploopleen told you guys that he's going to try to get you to his altar.
Like making the toilet.
So when you guys come upon these gates, you see Ploopleen sort of gesture to the guys on the netting to let them in. They look like they have a small bit of conversation between themselves, and then they say that you guys can come in. So that's these guys here, and just make sure there's none of those here. So what you see before you is you see a bunch of little huts all over, small supplies, places, barrels and stuff. You definitely see that the Dark Lake is near, and there's a few boats and stuff along the shoreline, and he sort of starts heading this way to you guys. Pretend that right after that stalagmite, there's like a line there, and there's just more houses. You don't see what's down there yet.
Fuck that.
That's okay. Like, so right. Just pretend.
Yeah.
Playing.
Yeah, you guys can't
this
see that
a
yet.
Large gap.
Yes, correct. That is correct. Make sure I got all that stuff down. All right. So you guys show up. Sort of, Ploopleen sort of walks you through his village, explains that there is some docks down the area that his people have been fine, that there has been some weird sacrificing going on, that his daughter needs live sacrifices, and that's sort of what you guys are going to be pretending to do, okay. And that he will give you a signal when he is ready to strike. Okay.
Have you seen any results of this life sacrificing?
Have you seen any? No.
Have they?
Yes, they.
What do the bodies look like when they're completed? What, you know, what's the?
They just are drained of their blood.
Okay, so nothing like what we saw with Topsy.
No.
Okay.
No. So you guys are all up here, and this is sort of the altar of the Sea Mother. All right, his little hut is here, and he sort of. Tells you guys to go in a couple huts. We're not going to do it, but you guys sort of go inside the huts and just relax for a few minutes.
I'll light a torch.
He's going to take a short rest here?
Well, when you walk up to this shrine, you see a 9-foot statue standing there. Its body is roughly carved from some form of wood. In
so
the shape
we,
of
we
a
took
humanoid,
the rest?
Huh? Not yet.
Okay.
In the shape of a humanoid female. Its head and forearms formed from severed heads of a claws of a giant albino crayfish. These parts are lashed out and struts strands of gut and emit an overpowering stench of rotten sea fish. Shells, brightly colored stones, mushrooms, and rotting fish are piled at the statue's feet and strung in garlands around its neck. Four kotos circle the statue, alert and on guard, while others mill about, gazing up at the statue and bowing repeatedly. So you see several guards sort of standing there and a bunch of people worshiping this idol that's over there. And at that point, he sort of has you guys walk in and have a seat for a little bit. Is there anything you want to discuss with him before anything else happens?
With who? Ploopleen?
Ploopleen or Shushar? Not Ploopleen or Shushar? Oh, you are attempting to, yes.
I speak to Ploopleen.
Ploopleen, yeah.
Ploopleen. Right. Excuse me, sir. Is there anywhere... Do you guys have a general store in town or anything?
General store? I don't quite understand what you're saying.
Anywhere where I could get some gear?
Captain's marketplace.
Maybe like a bedroll or something you lost during your adventures so
what,
you can sleep.
What do you need?
Currently, I'm looking for a bedroll, and I have a crown that you guys might find of value.
He's always selling the stuff I give him, man.
He looks at the crown and says that he has no need of that.
I just try going to put it back
there,
in my bag.
There is a few boxes inside of his hut.
I giggle and that's
And like a cabinet that's in there as well. And as you guys are sitting there...
Do you want her dead?
My daughter?
Yes.
She needs to be silenced, so that is one way that we can take care of
I'm asking you, do you want her dead, or do you just want your captive?
Her power is gaining too fast for what she has. She needs to be put down, yes. I agree with that.
Put down like an animal.
What does Lathander say about that?
Is there any way to tell which side is actually
as long as it's for the honor of Lathander.
I don't know.
Are you saying this to him?
Over there?
No.
Okay.
Alright. Yeah. This court is not smart.
I'm not really sure.
Can you pray the little thing and try to find out?
Yeah, I'll talk to Jim Jar and see what we can
figure out here. Yeah. Let's have a short rest. And
Jimmy Jar, we need to pray on this.
Well,
I'm going to pray on this.
I don't believe there's much prayer that needs to be done.
We need to make sure that this is something that we would agree with.
There was one group that we talked to. They attacked us. And tried to bind us
after
in another group.
We attacked them.
No. They struck Shushar first.
Yeah.
The other one did nothing but came and talked to us. I don't understand.
But you can get more flowers with honey than you can with vinegar. Maybe the wrong people know this. We don't know any of these people. We came into this fight late.
Court pipes up and he says, "You can catch flies with honey, but you can catch honeys by being fly."
I look at Cord and say, "Wait, I thought you were a barbarian. That was very bard-like. Good for you. You're smarter than I give you credit for. And if anybody knows anything about being fly, it's me. Let me tell you about that dwarf girl."
Bloop tells you guys to stay inside the hut and that he'll be back in a few minutes. He needs to get a few things ready. There will be a few other people outside if you need anything.
So we're all in the hut together.
You're basically all in... It's not that big of a hut. It's a larger hut. You guys are all inside a hut. Shushar is staying in there, yes. All
right.
But Ploop goes out. What you guys see in the hut is a small table. There is a cabinet. A large cabinet. It's just one door. A large cabinet on the one wall. A couple tables with some chairs. And it looks like a bed of some sort.
I'm going to go search those cabinets.
Okay. It opens up.
Hey, Luke.
Yep.
What page is exhaustion on?
Exhaustion is a long rest. You'll gain one back.
Okay. What page does it, like, describe it?
Oh, the appendix?
I have no idea. I would look in there under exhaustion.
Would a condition afflicting it be considered?
Exhaustion, I don't believe anything can get rid of it.
Condition can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned. Yeah.
Just we're looking for the condition of exhaust.
So, can I find anything in those cabinets?
Conditions are all the way in the
bag. Well, I was there.
It's on my last restoration, but I can't touch that.
Exhaustion table.
Yeah,
I think you're exhausted until a long rest.
That's what I thought.
I'm almost positive.
I just want to see what the other levels do.
Well, there's lots more levels.
Yeah.
It gets much worse, and
like
you die eventually.
Check.
Exhaustion, speed halved is the next one.
Okay.
15 feet.
And then disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws, then hit point maximum halved, then speed reduced to zero, then death. All right, so you guys are there for a little bit. I'm going to go back to you what you did. You guys are there for at least 45 minutes. You open up this case and you sort of see a couple, a lockbox. And then you see a couple vials of stuff standing there.
Yeah, I'm going to take
paperwork.
The vials.
You're going to take the vials?
And paperwork?
You're going to steal
and
from them.
Paperwork.
Can I read it?
Yep.
And read their private letters.
And you're a cleric? You know that one of the papers is a scroll of light.
Scroll of light?
Yep. You can cast it one time, and the scroll will vanish. The vials one looks red, and the other one is a dark blue.
Do I recognize them?
You recognize the red ones as healing potions. There's two of them.
Two healing potions?
Yep.
Who's in charge?
And the dark blue?
and the dark blue, you don't know.
291.
Can I roll for medical knowledge on that one?
You can roll for.
There's six levels in
it. I forget what it is. You can roll.
Thinking.
Arcana? Yep.
Dang. 16.
You understand that if you drink this vial, you'll be able to drink, breathe underwater.
Okay.
Who's in charge?
In charge of what?
Oh, and that lockbox, can I lift it?
You can, it's quite heavy.
Closest person in charge?
The closest person in charge, there's no one inside. He literally left you inside his hut with no one there.
I call out to Corito and Elvish.
There's some guards outside.
So we're all in the same hut?
That dropped us off?
Plupa Bleem.
Are we all in the same hut right now?
Yes, you guys are all in the same hut.
Are we resting?
Yes. You're almost to the point of full rest. Or, I mean, a short rest.
I was going
to
say.
I call him over to break open that other lockbox.
Kirito?
And Elvish.
All right. Are you going to break open someone else's stuff, Kirito?
I'll use sleight of hand to try to do it quietly.
Okay.
So that no one knows it's me.
Sleight of hand check. Do you have thieves tools?
17 for sleight of hand. I have thieves tools with double, two times proficiency on.
Alright, so roll just a straight dex.
Dex?
Mm-hmm.
With my. Using the tools?
Yep, using the tools.
Okay, so I just add it on after.
Yep, just add it on afterwards.
Plus two, so I get plus two.
Just hit the saving throw down then, because it's plus.
Also, it's plus four, so I get plus four again. Or no, you just plus two again.
So six.
So 21.
All right, it opens.
Did it do quietly because my side is
closed? Yep, your sleight hand was fine. It opens up. When you open this thing up, you see all kinds of coins, all different types.
It's
a
bunch of money.
A bunch of money.
Nobody has money right now, right?
You have whatever you found.
I
so
have.
Far.
Ever since we got captured.
Yeah.
I push my hand in it and like kind of move it around and make sure it's just coins. That's all it is.
Yep.
Okay, I just close it.
Yeah.
You close it. And I just walk away.
Alright, so you
it's not worth it.
You guys have a short rest.
I'm
not. So if you want to
roll
your hit dice to get back up, you can.
So if I have 3d8 hit dice, I roll 3d8.
You can if you want, or you roll one at a time.
Oh, you can?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do one at a time then.
How do you know? How do you have three?
No. Oh, no, just
1d8.
What? Oh.
Oh.
I just
hurt
myself somehow.
Yes, you did. Plus 10.
Four.
I just hurt myself.
Okay.
How do you get more hit dice?
Yes, you did. There. It's already got it in there.
You said you
had
three.
It rolled it for you. It gave you three health plus one. You just say equal, and you're at 14.
I didn't
that's
know
one.
That.
Oh,
but now my hit dice seem to be set.
Then you get to use them on short rest. And
you're done.
Long rest check.
Oh, man.
Okay.
We don't take
it. I don't know how to reset that. That.
I was just thinking about
that. Let's do it. D plus D8. And equal. There you go.
No, it just gave me more health.
I know. Say you use two hit dice.
Oh. I didn't want to use two hit dice.
Is this still constitution?
Yep. What's the question?
Oh,
do I know what the scroll of light watch should do?
It's a spell light.
It's the spell of light?
Yep. Okay. Whatever light does, that's what it does.
Do you use your constitution modifier for hit die?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to use the other one.
All right. After this, Poopy Clean comes back in. Did you shut up the cabinet?
Yeah.
Comes in and says, "My daughter has asked for you. It is time for us to head over to the other altar." He sort of comes in a little closer and is like, "I will tell you when it is time. They will call for you to come to the altar, and that is when we will strike."
What's the plan here? I ask him.
You will accompany me and my guards to the altar. There you will see my daughter. She will call for you as living sacrifices. At that point, I will be up near her. And that is when we will strike.
Will we be armed or?
You have whatever you have.
Okay. What about will we be bound?
No.
Okay.
I check to see if he's been deceitful.
Yep. Roll inside.
I'm
going to
check in with our group here.
Are you being deceitful?
Yeah. Good.
Are you guys
14?
He's telling you.
Are you guys good on all this?
We're here.
Crystal.
I think we can fight our way out if it comes to that.
Right.
Seems
confident.
To be telling the truth to me.
Alright, that's what we're doing then. No hesitation.
What's okay. He starts to... He walks out and asks you guys to follow.
Is this real life?
He asks you guys to follow. You guys are all set with your short rest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I rolled 3 dice and got 10.
Huh?
Total?
Yeah.
At least you got 11 health instead of 0.
Yeah, I rolled an 8.
Don't you have a healing spell or something you can do upon yourself?
Yeah, I'm trying to save it for my friends who always end up getting killed.
What do you mean? You're the one that dies.
I know.
Wolf boy.
Alright, he walks you out and you guys go through the city.
Jerk.
You guys go through the city and you guys all come out right past that building. And now you guys can see that. Alright?
Should I move us up there?
Yeah, you can start moving guys up there. He walks you forward and says, remain calm. 4 more guards come up to accompany you guys.
I lean to the closest one to me.
Okay.
Jeez.
Anne?
Hey. Have you ever played a prank on someone before?
His eyes are sort of glazed over and sort of looks at you confused.
Who are you asking?
He asked for the Koto.
I cast friend on him.
Oh, jeez. Not
this again. Okay, what is the rule? There's no to break it.
There has to be something he has to roll to not get through.
For the duration, you have advantage on all charisma checks directed. It's just advantage for me.
I know, but I don't have a roll to get out of the friendship.
So you cast it on yourself.
It's advantage checks.
Okay. Yeah, so you have it on yourself.
Yeah, it's okay. Range self.
All right. He still looks at you. He doesn't understand your language.
What's your favorite type of prank that you've ever pulled?
And still with us?
He doesn't seem to be angry or anything with you, but he doesn't understand what you're saying. Sorry. I know you got something awesome to think about, but he doesn't understand what you're saying.
It's okay. You don't have to apologize.
He says, I'm sorry.
But I want to know what it is.
Who's this short guy next
to you? He sat here very quietly for a very long time.
The short guy, Bupadu?
That's, yeah.
The short guy is Fargus, and he's tied up and actually on...
No, not Fargus.
He's on him.
Yeah.
Oh, I dropped him?
Yeah.
He's on him.
Who's
Where are you at? You got Court, and you have Bupadu here.
I lean over to Bupadu.
Okay.
Hey. Do you like to pull pranks?
Of course I do.
He is a prankster.
What's your favorite prank you've ever done?
Are you whispering to just him?
Yeah.
He leans over and goes, remember that one time when that small deep dome got chopped up?
Yeah.
That was me. And he just sort of laughs at you. Says that was a prank. And he just sort of looks at you and starts laughing. And he's like, just kidding. That was a good one, wasn't it?
Was that the prank?
Yeah. That's why it was so good.
Oh my gosh, you got me. Hey. Yeah, you want to do a prank right now?
Like what?
Okay. So, this rope on my arms.
Okay.
Do you want to undo it? And tie up the drow.
Tie up the drow?
He's gonna hate it, but it's gonna be so funny.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Now would be a good time for that. He pulls out his sword and unties your rope.
No, I just want to untie it. I don't want to cut it.
All right, he untied it.
And we're all just oblivious.
Maybe he's doing this.
I use
way
my
there.
Persuasion to try to make him do it.
Okay, roll persuasion.
17.
Come on, blow up. There you go. Oh, okay. You lead on.
Okay.
I walk over to him.
What's his actual name again?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Do you know the names?
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah?
No, not hey, Siri.
He's going to be the first sacrifice.
Like, who's going to be the first sacrifice?
Stop it.
It's not going to be me.
Stop.
I don't plan to die today.
Maybe it's going to be me? I don't know. Do we even know who's going to be the first sacrifice?
At this point, he sort of reached back and scratches the back of his neck again.
And then I look over to Babadook.
Babadook walks forward with the rope.
Hey, Kit, do you... oh my gosh, you have really pretty hands.
He looks down, his hand's all weird. And...
Wait, let me see the other one.
How the fuck am I here?
Oh, nice.
Babadook tries to lasso his arms.
To lasso him.
Like a little cowboy. Is he wearing chaps? It's plus one.
I help.
Sadly, Sereth moves out of the way.
I help.
Okay, I'll give him an advantage. Let me get all the way over here. Nope.
Dang it.
Not good enough. Babadook's not very strong.
Oh, I should be a strong one.
Sarah's like, what are you guys doing? You guys come around the corner at this point. What are you doing? Why are you trying to tie me up?
It was a prank. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Babadook sort of like cowers back and just like, out of the way.
Nice try, Babadook. All right, calm down.
All right.
Just kidding. I just wanted the rope off of me. I thought it'd be funny. Don't worry about it.
He looks at you very angrily.
Oh.
And sort of walks off. And the guards are behind you now, and they're sort of pushing you forward closer to this altar.
Does our friend Sereth speak High Elf?
Sereth knows... He knows Elvish.
All right. In Elvish, I speak out to him. Don't mind him. He's just a boy. He doesn't understand these things.
He makes no change in his posture. When you guys walk upon this altar, the idol of Lima Gugon.
Oh gosh.
Limu Gugon.
Just like Dr. Seuss.
The deep father. That's the altar there, alright? Consists of a large cutout hide in the shape of a manta ray. And it's stretched out on these cords between two support poles. A dead, splayed-out manta ray is pinned to the center of the hide. Two dead octopuses are draped across the top, their tentacles pinned in artfully array, their heads tied together and painted with red and blue pigments. Don't get too excited, Crow. The idol reeks of decay, and a broad stone altar below the idol is stained dark with blood. So that's what it looks
wow.
like.
Wow. Also, you bought those to be from the set.
No, that's not actually it. They're not actually octopus. They're something else. But I just put it on there.
Like
that's
it.
A blood altar. Just
yeah,
sort of
perfect.
So you sort of see this blood.
This is the altar. I kept thinking that was the altar.
Well, that's the sea mother of the sculpture of the sea mother.
That's
the sacrifice altar.
We're in the other neighborhood.
You are in the deep father altar.
We're on the west side.
Yep.
This is the east side.
This,
yeah, of course, we're on the west side.
This is Blopapline, his daughter.
Blopapline.
Everything.
All right, Blopapline. Guys, don't do this. It's a trap.
Blopapline. Yep. Blopapluplod.
What?
I'm being serious. Blobblybob.
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 Really?
Yep.
Blob.
Blob.
Blob for short. So she's standing sort of at the altar, sort of chanting. You see several other Koato, some in the water, just sort of walking around this altar, chanting. Make sure I'm not missing anything else. There's six Koatoa hard at work, a monitor, the Arc Priest is at the head, and she is sort of like just chanting and stuff.
So we've got eight or nine.
You also see a small beaten up... Duragar, and he just he looks really roughed up. He looks messed up, and he is sort of in line to be a sacrifice as well.
Is he tied, chained, anything?
He is not chained, but he's just really bloody.
Got
ya. And he's just sitting there. Okay. And she walks. They walk you up and sort of set you down. Get ready. She starts chanting out to her god once more. And you see Plupapleen go up along with her. So it's good to get you guys sort of...
So we recognize
him. He sort of walks up. I'm going to put him way up there.
Those are monitors.
Yeah. And you don't like this?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I'm preparing.
Him out here.
Oh my gosh, I've been looking at him the whole time.
He's been on the board since the start.
That's why you wanted him.
I thought he was
over Lick here, and then we moved him here.
Blupapleen is the dude with the staff.
It's his.
That guy. Fish, the one next to him is.
His daughter.
Is his daughter. I know they all look the same.
So then
I apologize.
Is Bloop.
Bloop, or Ploop is.
But, all right, so you have Shushar, you have Plupapleen, which is the guy you've been talking to.
With staff, okay.
Fish.
All right. You have his daughter, Blop. That's his daughter.
Blop.
Here's Shushar.
And Shushar's all the way back. He's the one without a sword and a shield. The rest of them are all guards.
On a short rest, do we get spell slots back?
Nope.
Okay.
Good thing I died. Couldn't use any. Yes, it's about to go down.
You see several other guards come up from behind, and they sort of line up behind you guys. And Blop starts to speak.
The Arch Priest of the Sea Mother, step forward.
And you see his father step forward.
The time has come,
this is coming from Plupapleen,
a lady,
for us to acknowledge your divine vision and welcome it. I have brought these offerings,
and sort of points over at all you guys, standing within a circle of guards behind him.
Will you not accept them?
Blob says,
you are wise, father. I accept your offerings in the name of the Deep Father. May their blood nourish and strengthen him.
A burbling cheer comes from the surrounding Koto as their fists all raise in the air.
I bow.
Okay.
Cool.
The bruised Duergar is pushed forward by guard.
I step in.
You step in?
You're going to step in?
Yeah, I'm going to step in. I'm actually going to cast silence.
On who?
This location... 20-foot radius, centered on
the
point you choose within any range.
Okay.
Wait, he didn't get the signal yet.
I'm not worried about it.
He didn't wait for the signal.
I'm acting on my own.
All right.
I'm saving the life of this man here.
And the reaction to that... Which man?
The Duergar, the dark dwarf.
I'm casting silence.
So what silence do you need?
For silence, no sound can be created within or passed through a 20-foot radius, centered on a point you choose.
Okay.
So my 20-foot radius will be from about here. So that way it's affecting the backside of Helpers and the altar and old queen, whatever her name is. Bloopa bloppa.
The guards...
So that she cannot speak
range meter. Thank you.
The sacrifice.
The guards seem to be aware that you've just cast a spell. And they all draw their arms and prepare to be ready for anything. You see Plupapleen give you an angry look as if you're trying to ruin his entire plan.
Yep. I don't trust him.
You're bringing what's his name with you?
At this point, after he gives you the nasty glare, you see him raise up his staff and strike his daughter across the face.
Wow.
Knocking her prone.
Yeah, see, he tries to act like he's so mad at me, but I gave him a perfect change of plans.
Jeez.
Okay, so he struck her. The few Kuroto that are loyal to him step forward and start attacking the guards. So you got these guys are the loyal ones to him. You have these two that are not, and these guys that are not. Actually, I take that back.
So basically, the monitors are the bad guys. And
you don't really know exactly who they are, but several of them start to move forward and start attacking different people. And
you don't know who's bad?
They're mostly not. No one's really attacking you guys, but you see the guards sort of start attacking
like
each other. Yep. Alright, first round.
Move up and tie that guy. Oh, we're going into battle for initiative?
You guys don't have to roll initiative yet. Oh. They just start fighting each other.
Then I'm untying the dude that's tied up there.
Good boy. Well, that's the Duergar right here.
Oh, the Duergar?
That's the guy that you saved?
Yeah, that's the guy I stepped in on.
That's why I go over there.
You're gonna heal him?
You when you run up to him, you see that he's not bound.
He's not what?
He's not bound.
He's just badly beaten up.
Oh.
He's in bad shape.
Yeah, you want to drag him around back behind the hut?
I hand him a...
good berry.
Which one? I know these things don't...
You know what? He can have one of my healing potions. I give him a healing potion.
I hand
the
him...
the Duergar?
The Duergar.
All right, he drinks it gladly.
I hand him my sickle.
So we've armed him and healed him.
Yeah, I give him my sickle. It's only a D4.
Okay.
It's better than nothing. I can't give him the silver... scimitar. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I give him the scimitar. I keep the golden sickle, or silver sickle.
Okay. So he has a scimitar?
Yep.
All right. First round. Good.
I moved up to where the daughter was.
Okay.
And I am going to drive my sword through her.
The daughter?
All right, yep. Well, hold on 1 second.
Don't know which ones are bad.
You don't.
No, we don't.
It's my role. I got an oath now.
What's your oath?
Defeat the greater good. Or defeat the greater evil. Evil. My bad.
What just happened?
He's an oath breaker. Oh, you lost all your powers.
There's actually no mercy for the wicked by any means necessary.
And but we don't know if she's evil. Wicked or not.
Exactly. This could be fun.
Alright.
Or then I prepare to attack.
One full round goes by and the Koto attack each other.
This is going to be nuts. She's actually good. Sacrificing people, though.
It's religion, we don't understand it.
So they fight each other. The full round goes by. You guys just get up to them. Look, you hand off the potion. He drinks it.
Yep.
And you just come up to that in the first
round. With my sword.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
All right? So they've all been fighting. Anything else you guys want to do? Is anyone else intervening?
Can I investigate while she's on the ground? Can I actually... when I mean investigate, could I actually, like, loot her? Like, try to disarm her?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Are the guards fighting?
There's a few that are just sort of standing, not understanding what's going on.
Which ones are those?
On the far end.
Which ones? These ones?
Nope,
these
further.
Ones?
Further.
Those guys.
Those two.
These ones?
Yep, they're sort of, like, they don't know what to do yet.
They can get over there.
And it's silent there, so...
Oh, he's silent there?
Yeah, he's silenced.
Even this area. Part here?
It's a 20 feet 20 by 20. So get your little board out. And he said he centered it right on there.
Yeah, right on the goal.
So, Andy, if I entered...
basically to target her so that there, it was an edge for her.
If I wasn't there initially, but I entered that zone, is it still silent?
Yeah, you're silent.
Yeah, okay. So they're not silent.
Nope.
I dash over there.
Okay. As your first round? Okay.
And... I say, they're trying to do a sacrifice, right?
Yeah. There's already been sacrifice. Like, you can tell that there's fresh blood there. They've been sacrificing things. They just were excited to sacrifice you guys.
I asked the guard. The guard's part of the sacrifice, right?
He was there, yes, already.
Who are they sacrificing to?
Deepfire.
You've asked these guys many things and they don't understand your language at all.
They don't understand my language at all? I just thought he wasn't.
No, he doesn't understand.
Understand common or anything.
Yeah. He's just looking at you like, what? And he actually looks like he gets in a defensive stance like you're trying to come get him.
I just smile at him.
Come on.
All right. Next round starts now. So
I want to do something too.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to move up to here.
Yep.
Am I in the silence area?
You will be once you get on there.
Yeah. Basically, it's on the altar and part of the altar and her. I didn't want her to be able to continue to sacrifice in case they were able to restrain us.
I'm going to ready an action to throw a javelin. if one of the fish people attacks a friend of mine.
Okay. Okay. All right, everyone roll initiative, please.
16.
21.
That's right,
man. Oh, snap.
Oh, snap. Power of the 19. Plus 2, 21.
All right, so what'd you roll? 16. All right. Kirito, you rolled 21. What'd you roll, Crow?
20.
Court?
17.
Oh my god.
You waste have rolled. You got a 4, though.
Sure, I got a 4.
This is a strong 4.
I run up and then wait.
You were the charger this time, Luke?
The what?
The charger this time?
It's charging. Oh, yeah.
That's good. It's fully charged.
The screen's a breakdown. Yeah, he does. It's lighting his face up.
I like it.
I'm reading all the stuff that's supposed to happen in his glasses, though. So.
Okay, so those are all set. All right, Kirito, you're first. Oh, wait. Let me get it to round 2, because...
That means things are going to happen if we don't do this fast.
I just need to know.
Well, she's prone.
Oh, I ate it way too many times. What is it doing? All right, go ahead.
I'll move up there and take my 2 short swords. Why, she's prone.
On her?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wants her dead, he said. I checked.
Stop him.
Short sword.
My 16. My brother.
Oh, with advantage because she's down, right?
Yep. You got it anyway.
Yeah, 16.
Okay, roll.
Two.
Double 16s.
7.
Okay.
Plus an extra d6 because she has. It's a sneak attack because she's by unfriendly people.
Okay.
Is that a d6, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a d6.
Ooh, for one more.
Okay. These dice away.
Okay, second attack.
Yep.
5.
Automatic miss.
But.
Automatic miss again. 2 automatic misses. Alright. 2 automatic misses. Your sword smashes into the ground.
It's only 1 automatic miss.
No, you rolled 2 twice.
It was advantage, though, so you only get 1 of those rolls.
I understand that, but you roll it twice. That's very bad.
Still
your sword comes down and smashes into the rocks and actually cracks.
No!
And it does not look like it's going to be very good to wield it anymore.
You scared her real bad, though.
She peed a little.
Alright. Is that it, then?
Yeah, I use a move and my bonus action to attack. Stupid.
I mean, you could drop the sword.
No, there's no reason to hold on to it, is there? You just said it's not wieldable.
So you're gonna throw it down?
Oh, I can still do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll disarm it then.
Okay.
It's a cheap one anyway. I don't care. It's my offhand.
Take it out of your inventory.
Okay.
So throw it on.
You have to slide to items.
I'm
not a part of your system. My dad is not a cell phone. Are you
taking it out for me?
Duh.
Honey?
No.
Happy birthday to the ground.
It should be,
edit.
Huh. Alright, was there. You have to figure it out.
I'll be able to figure it out.
Alright.
Here it is.
What do you got, Crow?
Got it. I run over near the water.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And I yell to Seraph.
Seraph?
Yep.
Okay.
Seraph! You should still be the first sacrifice. And I use a vicious mockery.
On Seraph?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who?
I'm gonna have the drow.
He makes a wisdom saving throw.
No.
Not from what I know.
Okay.
No.
Wisdom, you said?
Yeah.
Well,
you nice.
Supposed to
be a little fail. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. Must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or take 1d4 psychic damage and have disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes before at the end of its turn.
Okay.
So. Take 1d4 psychic damage.
Yep. Your d4?
Oh, sorry. I was assuming you were.
Oh, you do it.
One damage.
It's my favorite.
One damage, sir.
I got it.
Oh, buddy.
He's heard that one before.
He's heard them.
All right. Sarah knows that you smacked him. He was already hurt because he wasn't actually full health, so.
Yeah.
All right, is that it?
Yeah.
Let me get this back up. That brings us to Plupapleen. He tries to speak and nothing comes out of his mouth, but then he starts gesturing towards this way, like this.
Towards here?
Yeah.
Like he wants us to go over there?
No, like, come to me.
Okay.
And then sort of a hand stands over his daughter again and smacks her. Doing 9 more damage. She doesn't look very good. It is Aramel's turn.
No, I think it's Kor's turn.
Nope.
You rolled a 17, didn't you?
And you rolled
16.
Oh, I thought you rolled a 17.
No, sir, I rolled 16.
All right, Kor, go ahead.
No.
Oh, man.
I missed my board.
Did you say you brought it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got like 3 12 packs.
My bad.
What do you mean?
I mean, drink your soda.
No, that's for all you guys. I just restocked for us.
Thank you.
Clutch Jaranor.
Come on, Kor.
Jaranor,
make a decision, man.
Hashtag.
You got three more seconds or you lose your turn.
I go right here.
Yep.
Yeah, take a dodge action.
Take a dodge action?
Hashtag.
Okay.
Dr. Pebble.
That brings us to...
What are you trying to set up here?
The Koa Toa.
I don't think I like this.
The Koa Toa start attacking each other.
They go ahead of me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what just happened?
He just jumped at, he came running at Sarah and did dodge action.
This one dies.
He's trying to play a soccer player and pretend like it's a dive. So he can get able to think that Sarah attacked him.
So you know,
most,
you
most
any,
of the other ones
don't
do anything.
You still have a ready to attack.
The two on the far end down there.
That's why I didn't want
to
go.
You took a dodge, you didn't risk ready one? Oh, okay, I see what you're doing.
the two far on the far end attack at Jaranor and Kirito.
Has disadvantage.
They have disadvantage.
Shh.
Jeez. Explain what just happened. He has never heard of you. Someone used a dodge action.
18 on Jaranor.
It.
Shut up.
But they have a distance attack. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, going on. Something's wrong.
He's playing some
trying. 5 damage. The next one on you, Kirito. 17.
Sure.
6 damage. And the rest of the other ones fight each other.
So those two are not?
Well, they're all by themselves, and they were there from the beginning. They've seen that Jaranor and Kirito run up, and sort of, he slashed at her, bloop,
right.
And Jaranor looked like he was getting ready to, so.
Wait, where's this person at?
Aramel, it's your turn.
How about this guy?
Nope.
Where's the person that just attacked me?
Those two. Oh. Threw something at you. Uh-oh.
Both of them?
Yep. No, one shot at you, one shot at Jaranor.
I thought Eric was over there. I'm sorry, I thought...
Nope, Eric left. They weren't fighting him, so they didn't take a reaction to fight him, attack him. Aramel, it's your turn.
This is such a mess. I guess I'm gonna have to attack the guys that attack my friends.
Okay.
They didn't attack
you. The one next to Hemeth doesn't attack you.
The one that was next to the Duergar doesn't attack me. As I left.
Yep.
Interesting. And they can't speak English. Or
common.
Yeah, so I'm just going to use the mace.
Okay.
16
hits.
6.
2 damage?
Yep.
Don't
modifier on that?
That
was the modifier. I rolled a
1. Jaranor, you're up.
You
unless
one.
You got anything else, Andy?
I'm gonna summon. No, I'm not. Go ahead,
Jaranor.
All right, I'm gonna attack while the fire's hot here, and attack. No, the woman, evil lady.
Oh, okay.
What's her name?
Floop.
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 It's all.
These are so ridiculous.
I'm not gonna remember.
Paladin that attacks women.
Blop.
On the floor.
Plop.
But she's evil.
Floop.
But she's
is his father.
Floop and blop.
She's getting killed by her own father.
I hit.
For sure.
By 10.
Wow. All
right. As you take your sword, you just shove it right down her. She pulls up right as you're striking at her and says, Lima Blue Glow!
She's in silence.
Yeah, she's in silence.
Oh, she is. Okay, that's fine. That's what she went. That's what she would have said.
She mouths.
She would have said that.
She mouths.
She wasn't. Yeah, that's what she mouths. She mouths Lima Blue Glow. And then she falls in. Sereth is next, and upon getting struck, you see his eyes start to glaze over, and he just starts lashing out at whatever's closest to him, which is Corp.
Woo!
You freaking dirtbag.
I did not attack him at all.
No, you set this
he
up!
He rolls an 11. He didn't attack. Corp or Crow did. Crow attacked him.
I know.
Yeah, he has disadvantage.
But he ran over there. Him.
Oh, you, okay. Well, you rolled a 10.
No.
Okay.
God,
he's done.
Sneaky snakes.
Hemeth looks up now that he has basically full health. How much health did that give him?
Whatever your potion gave me.
It's just a normal potion. I can never remember what the healing potion does. Alright, I'm gonna make it up. Alright, he's got that much health. He turns and strikes at the dude right next to him.
At the guard?
Because
his captor?
Yep, because he was holding him captive. Thank you, Kirito, by the way, for giving him that. He misses anyway. Bapadu sort of slides backwards and starts taking a few steps.
Where's Bapadu at?
He's right here. He walks back this way and starts moving backwards.
Bapa don't.
Fargus is bound and left in a pile of in the middle of everyone. So he does nothing. He tries to get out of his restraints, which actually he can roll a strength check. So let's see if he does.
Good luck with that.
And he rolls a 20.
He just flexes the bust out.
And
of
he
it.
Gets out. Where's Fargus at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he stands up.
Yep.
He doesn't do anything else. Stool, where's Stool at? Oh, golly. Stool takes a couple steps forward towards.
Dang it. Every time.
Towards Jim Jar and stands there and readies the dodge action. And Turvey is last, and you see Turvey.
What's the definition of insanity?
He walks.
Savage Department, right?
She walks up to there and attacks him.
Attacks who?
Sereth.
Turvey.
His eyes glazed over, and he attacked me.
Doing 8 damage.
I did nothing to him.
Sereth. You see Sereth is standing there right in front of your court, and all you see is a sword right through his chest.
Whoa!
And he sort of looks down at you and is like, and he falls down to his knees. And he just sort of looks and leans down like this, but he's still like on his knees, still setting up like this. And when he falls down his knees, you see Turvey standing behind him. She pulls out the sword.
What does she look like? Does she have the glazed over eyes?
She looks fine.
Okay.
She looks like she feels that she has been redeemed. She seems happy, excited about ending Sarah's life.
Is don't shake your head at me.
I'm so mad at you guys.
So he's still on his knees? He's not like falling over?
No.
Yeah, what did I do?
Racist.
I'll have to wait till my turn actually.
No.
He attacked me!
Right, let me get it.
You did that on purpose.
Did what? All
right, beginning.
Put yourself in a position to get attacked by him.
I was asking for it. Is that what
yes.
You're
getting ready. Round three. Round three, Crow, because you're so close.
Well, nuts.
you see dark shadows start pulling up from out here, and you just see him go, I'm gone. And he's just gone. And you just see blood just sort of...
Well, I'm using that underwater breathing potion anytime soon.
He's gone. Kirito, at the beginning of this round, your bag gets extremely hot. Inside your bag.
It's that galaxy note?
Inside my bag.
It's a galaxy note.
Inside your bag.
No.
It gets hot. Here's your turn. Investigate or not.
Do you have a Samsung
Investigate
there, bro?
The bag?
Yeah, it's inside your bag. It's uncomfortably hot right now.
And you're not under attack.
There seems to be a small glow as well.
I reach in and I take out the bag that dorky little elf gave me at the rocks.
The goblins?
Yeah.
Okay. You can definitely tell that is the heat that's coming from.
And I...
Hold on. Here we go. Did you touch the one that was lit?
Did I touch it?
I don't remember what I wrote on there.
It says one of them is glowing.
Okay. Did you touch it or not?
I kind of want to touch it just to see what happens, but then I kind of don't.
Your choice.
Did you take it off or tie it in the
knot? Screw it.
Your choice.
Grab it. Put it back in the bag. It's still hot.
Yeah. No, the heat dissipates now. Right when you touched it, it sort of did what it did and then dissipates. That is your action, by the way.
Can I still move?
Yes. And you can still speak if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after you move, you can.
You're welcome, everybody.
Ploop does not attack you. Because he feels that you're doing what's right.
Wait. Ploof, why would he?
Yeah, I don't know, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't attack you at all.
Are you like the Flash now?
Hmm?
That special power.
Where'd my prisoner go?
He's right there. Oh, you talking about Fargus? He broke out of your restraints.
Yeah, Fargus is back there.
Fargus is right here. He broke out of the restraints and he's free right now.
Yeah.
Sarath is he's
no.
A sword went through his chest and he's laying on it, or he's like on his knees, just sort of sitting like this and his head's back.
And
tilted down.
I shout out to Aramel. Do you have Spare the Dying? This man needs help.
Crow, it's your turn. You get a nasty glare from Turby as you say that.
Should I do that?
Full chaos has happened.
I can feel it.
Crow, you see the shadows moving around still. There's a few other Kohato that are out there that you see disappear under the water.
Oh, with the shadows.
Yep. Crow, it is your turn.
Yeah, you told me.
Oh, sorry. I know it's a lot to take in right now. Maybe not for you.
Maybe not. She's dead, right?
Yes, she is totally dead.
Totes.
I'm going to actually make a color chart, and I'm going to put a color chart here, and I'm going to make little pebbles, and I'm going to color them.
Markamata's dead.
Yeah. I'm going to put them beside everything. Things get conditions and stuff like that. So if they're laying down, they're pretty much dead. That's what I'm doing. So you ran all the way over there. All right, nothing happened.
Nothing happened? Okay.
I thought you ran by somebody, so. The one that was in the water next to you seemed to be more concerned about what's in the water than you.
I hope so.
I shoot a crossbow.
Okay. At who or what?
Seraph.
You shoot a crossbow at Seraph?
Oh my. In his face.
In his face? Roll disadvantage. No, I'm sorry. Don't roll disadvantage because he's on his knees. He's not prone, so just roll a normal attack.
Do we see?
10.
10 does not hit. But the arrow whizzes by his head.
Do we see the whatever's coming out of the water?
No.
Any
crow,
of us?
Crow, well, besides Crow? No. Let me make sure. I'm pretty sure it says everyone gets to see that. Yeah, you... Throughout the panic and everything, you're seeing like several Koto start like swimming and like starting to come out of the water, and then they just get sucked back down.
Okay.
That brings us to Ploop. Ploop turns around and starts coming this way and attacks the green one and misses.
Ploop's angry.
She's dead. Aramil. Or I'm sorry, Quartz first.
I take a step back.
Yep.
5 feet away from Sereth.
Okay.
With the lance!
I get my lance out and I'm ready in action to attack him if he gets back up.
Okay. Kotogo. This guy dies. This guy. What?
Serious.
Not that guy.
Looks insane. Bloop
died.
Looks insane.
Shushar. And this one attacks back at Hemeth. Sorry, I wasn't ready for it to be all the way on that side for some reason. Alright, let me see if Hemeth gets attacked here. It's 5 damage. Okay. That's them. The shadows you see... Oh, nope, no one's over there. Things happen over in the water, and this guy disappears.
No! That was my next turn.
He's dead.
Hang it.
And you see the shadows. There's two more that sort of appear over there, and they all move really close to the edge of the water, and are just moving back and forth. Court. All right, Court. Court already went. Aramil, it's your turn.
Those two didn't go.
The two far ones?
Yep.
Oh, wait. Okay.
So that wasn't just a premonition thing? I actually physically saw it. Like, that actually happened. I thought that was just, like, in the, like...
No, it's a vision.
So the whole thing was a vision?
Yeah, but you... This is actually what happened.
Huh?
You can touch it.
I got a fever.
An actual spell.
And the only prescription...
Like, the minute you touch it,
killing
cast that spell.
Oh, so I've
done nothing.
You unleashed the spell.
I have done nothing.
Keep waiting.
And that's what you saw.
You want him dead.
Instantly as a
I haven't done anything.
You were terrified of what's going on. Not a condition or anything, but you're terrified. Yeah. Thanks, Aramil, for telling me that. They both attack you.
I know. It's only fair.
First one rolls a 5. Second one rolls a 17.
Yeah, that's still not
going to
hit me.
Okay.
Get on my level. All
right, go ahead, Aramil. Now you may go. Jernor, you are still silenced.
But...
Oh,
I'm disengaging.
Jernor, you couldn't hear me when I yelled.
What? Because in silence?
Yeah, when
no,
silence.
It's not. It doesn't extend that far.
Yeah, but it can't go through it. It can't go through it.
It can go around it.
Yeah,
oh, I guess
I'm going to wait on a DM. I'm going to wait on a DM ruling for that one, though.
You could hear it.
All right. I'm going to disengage.
Okay.
You're going to take an action to disengage.
No, I'm going to get... I'm fleeing that. So
yeah, disengage. Oh, you're running? Oh,
yeah,
the one's going to attack you.
I'm not actually disengaging.
Oh. The one's definitely going to attack you. Come on. I was pressing the wrong one. I'm like, why is that not working? He hits with a 9. Nope.
No.
Go ahead.
Here.
Okay.
And... I cast Prayer of Healing, which is 30-foot range. It's going to take me 10. That's not going to do it. It's going to take me 10 minutes, so I can't do it. It
takes you 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rito has another health potion.
Maybe somebody else has some type of...
Eight seconds.
Sure somebody else does. So I guess I should have just disengaged from my bonus action, because I guess I'll ready a dodge in case I get shot at by one of those two guys.
Okay.
And with my bonus action, I will use...
This is
round three.
I'll use healing
first
word.
First round, nothing really happened. You guys just moved in position. What are you doing?
I'm using healing word.
On what?
On Seraph. 1d4 plus my spellcasting ability.
Okay.
I have to one every time.
Every time.
So he's got two health?
No, because my spellcasting ability is plus 5.
What?
So,
is that six
health?
Yeah.
No, your spellcasting.
Yeah, there's no
healing
way.
Plus 5.
No, that's your spell attack bonus.
Yeah, it's just
plus
your modifier for your stat.
Is wisdom, so it's wisdom. Plus 3.
Okay,
so 4.
Okay. You see Sarah's eye is open. He still has a gouge in his stomach, or in, like through his chest, but he comes to, and it's just like looking at you guys. That's all you see so far. Jaranor.
I dash. I vault over, and I dash.
Dash.
Jeez.
You.
What the?
Paladin.
Okay.
Can I ready in action, or is that?
Yeah. No,
ready
if you dash,
you do a bonus action again.
When you move up this thing, you see these shadows there. At least your size, and they appear to be in some form of a stingray, like. So that's what they look like, and they appear to be like just swimming around, eating the pieces of the Koatoa.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe there's a shark in the
water. Okay, that brings us to. That brings us to Sarah.
Bottom feeders.
Sarah,
right.
His eyes open up, and he starts like this at the back of his neck, and he's like, "Help me!" And you see like his head just sort of, and it like explodes, and like these things come out of it, and it just starts whipping around at anything that's next to it.
It's Resident Evil. Do I get my?
Yes, you can make your attack.
Crap!
Right. What the heck just happened?
I told you.
Sarah's head exploded. He asked for you to help him, and it exploded. And then, like, these tentacles came out of his head, sort of the back of his neck, and they start, like, whipping at everything that's next to him.
This is like
Yeah, they're attacking everyone. He gets an attack first.
Oh, boom.
What'd you roll?
It was almost a 3. 21.
That hits.
Smash that.
Oh, wait.
Just wasted a spell.
It's not the first time.
I still
8 damage.
Sure
8 damage? Alright. You slash 2 of the tentacles off, and there's only one left.
Here's my lance.
Oh.
Is that Pokemon?
You skewer them.
Okay.
And, as you rip off, they actually come clean out of it, and they're still on your lance.
His head is off.
Yeah, his head exploded, and there's just like pieces of it everywhere.
It's like you said, Resident Evil, like the.
Yeah.
The one slash hits at Fargus. Let me get him first. Hits. 7 damage on Fargus. And poor old Fargus is almost hurt. He's almost out. Okay, Himeth is up. Himeth, nope, he's just going to attack that dude again.
who's what?
Himeth is the Duergar. Yep, and he hits for 6 more damage.
Clearly that conversation with Jendar really stirred him.
This guy's down. Mm-hmm. And then Himeth sort of runs towards you guys, into the middle of you guys.
That's my boy right there.
Bapadu's next. You guys just see him sort of go behind here and... You don't see him anymore.
Bapa dude just ran away?
Yeah.
Can I see what he looks like?
That's a blue dude.
Sure, Bapa dude.
He's such a... He never helps. He just always is running away.
Bapa dude. Crazy white hair.
Wait, is he actually off the board for good? I can't chase him?
You can chase him if you want. I'm just saying that you saw him go behind the building and he's gone.
Yeah, we lost that.
Fargus is next. The blood that splattered out of Sereth, since he's right there, sort of splattered on him, and you see him start getting back to the point where he's sort of going a little bit crazy.
Who?
Fargus.
Fargus.
The little halfling.
Oh.
And you see him just start taking off running.
Head to the water, bro.
That's what I
can. Oops, wrong way.
Oh, no.
And he jumps onto this boat.
Yo, I don't think so, buddy. I'm proficient in athletics.
Stool.
Go tackle him.
Stool is going to move. Jump. Is going to move closer to. Channel, are you ran away?
Why did he move that far?
He's going to move here. He's only 30 feet.
It's a little more than that.
Okay. My bad. He's right there. That's where he's heading. Is that boat?
Like.
Stool moves to Kirito because Kirito has been quite nice to him. And he readies the dodge action. Turvey turns around and shoots with her hand crossbow the Koto that's guarding near Jim Jar and hits.
She doesn't attack, what's his name?
For 8. For Sereth?
Yeah.
Oh crap, Sereth is up to me. I'm sorry. She attacks Sereth.
For 8.
Yeah, Sereth dies. He's totally dead.
So I release down. Those demons.
Brings us back to Kirito, but before Kirito goes...
Ow, no, I wasn't fast enough. If this happens, then it's what I think is going to happen. I'm sorry.
You start hearing something out in the water.
All of us?
Yep. Another sound rises above the burbling cries of the Kovatoa. The dark surface of the water further out bubbles and begins to foam. A thick, oily tentacle bursts forth, followed by another. Then two monstrous heads break from the surface, both resembling hideous, angry baboons with wickedly carved tusks. Both heads attached to a single torso, and the monstrous red eyes burn with bloodlust and madness.
Demons.
The creature rising from the dark lake must stand 30 feet tall or more, with water cascading down its back and shoulders. Upon reaching its full height, the great demon throws back both of its heads and roars.
I pee my pants.
It's a great demon.
Holy Santa Claus.
Crap. That's what you guys see out
Bruh.
In the water.
Whoa. What?
So why isn't out in the water?
He just emerges out of this water, and like there's a stalagmite next to him, and he just sort of smacks it with one tentacle, and you just see it disintegrate and just sort of fall into the water.
Yeah.
So why isn't
he's
in the water?
He's more like way over here.
Oh, okay.
And he just looks like he's starting to move towards the shore.
Just listen to another episode of the S6 D&D podcast. Take some experience for that accomplishment. While you're at it, level up with us by following our Twitch channel, YouTube channel, and other social media platforms. Links to everything can be found in the notes of this podcast episode. Thanks for listening.